Swung on, fly ball, hit the deep center field. Williams goes back.
Good day to you. This is Jeff Udick, and this is another On Deck podcast. I'm here at the Arikos Admin Conference 2007 in Kuala Lumpur, where I'm sitting with about 600 administrators who have all been talking about blogs and podcasting. And what we've talked about so far is how can an administrator start using these tools to communicate with parents and their communities and students within school and maybe even teachers. So one of the questions that I've posed, and I'm asking for some feedback now from the admin team, is what is one way that you see podcasts maybe working in your school? Or what's one thing that you're thinking about right now as you're sitting in this session that you're hoping to take back and maybe go talk with the geeks at your school to get started using podcasts? Yes, sir.
I'm Sam Cook from North Dakota International School. Gwen is from HKIS. We're just talking about how we could use this at admin council meetings. If there's an important discussion going on, rather than taking time to write up minutes, we just record it, send it to the board, say, hey, listen to this conversation and give us your feedback. I think that would be a real powerful tool.
Audio minutes. That's fantastic. You can even write up the minutes later if you needed to in Word form, but you could record it live and have that conversation. That's an excellent way. Anybody else have any other ideas of ways to use podcasts? Yes, sir. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Jeff Smith, and I'm from Jakarta International School, not to be confused with North Jakarta International School. But I like the idea of podcasting presentations to parents that you've suggested, and I think parents would tune into those and would actually really appreciate that that level of outreach. And it would also be helpful if you want to try to over-communicate with parents, because there's never enough communication with parents.
I don't know any administrator that has parents that say you communicate too much. Maybe there are some of you out there, but I've never heard of it. Any other ones? Yes, sir.
Sunil Talwar from Chinese International School, Hong Kong. We use it a lot for student assessments and student feedback for languages, foreign languages when they're learning, and also we use them for IB orals to send the podcasts or podcast raw formats to the IB board, because that's what they're asking for now, digital copies.
Yeah, that's right. The IB programs now are asking for an MP3 file coming out of the different languages for IB programs. Anybody else of how you might use podcasts? Yes, ma'am.
Diana O'Leary, International School of Kuala Lumpur, and I was just thinking in terms of the activities, the IASA sports events, if you could do a live broadcast of perhaps the champion game for parents who can't make the trip.
Wow, that would be powerful. That's a powerful way to use podcasts. Let's go ahead and move on to our next question. Who will help you with this? Who is somebody in your school that you can see? Are you thinking of a teacher? Are you thinking of, do you have an IT person? Do you have that geeky teacher that's always looking for something extra to do that you're like, you can go back and say, I want to make a podcast, and they're going to fall over when they hear what you're going to do? Who are some other people? Who are people that you're thinking out might be able to help you to kind of maybe give other people ideas who they might be able to call on? Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm John Van Gogh from the Kaohsiung American School. I'm on the board. I think the kids are the ones that are going to do it. Definitely, they will help us most. They will bring up the ideas, they'll do it.
Beautiful. Empower your students. Empower your students and let them do the editing. That's fantastic. You know, I could record this like this and go hand it to an 11th grader and say, hey, you need some cast hours? Do some community service. Edit this for me. How great would that be? Have your built-in. What's caught your attention so far? Blogging, podcasting, those are the two things we focused on in the first part of this session. What's caught your attention so far is something that, you know, you're really thinking that, wow, that's easy, or you're excited about going back and getting started. Yes, ma'am.
Sue Misner from Rumor D International School in Bangkok. The combination of the two is what I think is fantastic. I mean, the blog, okay, I do that, it's kind of boring, but putting a podcast with it and perhaps a PowerPoint for some of our PD activities, for instance. I think it'd be great.
Very good. Very good. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Madeline Maseda Heidi from Hong Kong International School. I think the opportunity to make learning visible to a bigger community outside of the school, outside of the classroom, and make it more public is very cool, which also has its dangers because you could be broadcasting meaningless stuff. But I think if teachers and administrators use it really mindfully, and kids, teach kids how to do it mindfully, it's very powerful.
Yeah, and I know none of you right now are thinking about recruiting process already, but how powerful would it be that incoming teachers could listen to a podcast of their maybe future principal doing a parent presentation or walking down the hall and showing how the principal engages with students? I know none of you are thinking about that, but, you know, I just thought I'd throw that out there. Anything else? Yes, sir.
Gary Peach, International School of Kuala Lumpur. I'm working with making, like, exemplars for, like, TOK presentations, orals, so parents and students can see, like, you know, the standards in the IB, we'll say, for an example. So it's out there, and, you know, so exemplars are a wonderful, great way to do it.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Yes, sir.
I don't want to monopolize the podcast, but as Gary was mentioning putting exemplars on there. I also mentioned to Gwen about doing, if classes are doing a PowerPoint, you tell them at the beginning, I'm going to take the best presentation and I'm going to put it on the podcast with your PowerPoint and your oral part, and then send a rubric home to the parents, you know, and have them assess on the podcast, get them involved, send the rubrics back, and you get feedback from parents and see how well that correlates with how the students graded themselves. I mean, it could be really, really exciting to get parents involved that way.
Excellent, yeah. Yeah, there's 100 different ways that you can use this. Thank you for your time. And here's how we're going to end this podcast. On the count of three, I want you to say goodbye in the language from your host country. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you, everybody.